Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you, your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Mac Baron Cheese, healthy kids vitamins. You want your kids to have the best, so why not the best vitamins? These vitamins were developed by people you can trust, not by big pharmaceutical companies out for profits. Essential nutrients for growth, development, and immunity. With a great berry flavor that your kids will love, keep your kids strong, healthy, and on the go with Mac Baron Cheese Healthy Kids Vitamins. Get yours today at hisglory.me.
His Glory Partner Spotlight. Our partner spotlight is MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry who cares about your health. My wife and I have been using MediShare for over 10 years, and we love it. Most families can save $500 or more on healthcare costs. MediShare offers free 24/7 access to telehealth and extensive nationwide doctor network. And MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating. Go to hisglory.me, click on our partner page, follow the link, metashare.com/hisglory.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, and I'm watching hisglory.me.
We want to welcome all of His Glory Nation to this part two special edition of His Glory News, focusing on the war on our children. We are spreading the good news from east to west, north to south, and I'm Janice White. Today, we're going to focus on several bills here that have been in headlines recently that are directly impacting parent rights, as well as pushing gender-affirming care and the extreme LGBTQ agenda on the most innocent in society, which is our children. I will be bringing on my good friends, Miriam and Julie, and we'll be discussing some of these topics. But first, we're going to start with a bill that just came out of California. No shocker there. CBN News reports that California Bill AB 957 has a proposed amendment that would require a parent's affirmation of a child's gender identity as part of the health, safety, and welfare of the child. Now, this amendment will essentially allow courts to step in if a family refuses to affirm their decision to be something other than what God made them to be. Basically, to sum it all up, the state can now take their children away from them. Now, what's going on here is so horrific that a California senator actually made headlines, and that was Senator Scott Wilk, when he told parents they needed to flee the state of California to protect their children. Here he is.
I'm now in year 11 in the state legislature, and all the time we're proposing policies to protect children. After 11 years, I've come to a conclusion that we need to start protecting parents. That's just not happening. I've been here and witnessed a full frontal assault on charter schools, taking away parents' choice in how their children are going to be educated, to the detriment particularly of children of color. In recent years, we have put government bureaucrats between parents, children, and doctors when it comes to medical care. And now we have this, where if a parent does not support the ideology of the government, they're going to be taken away from the home. Now, I agree with both Senator Wiener and Senator Laird that today it only involves divorce proceedings. And frankly, a judge can already factor this in. But I can assure you it's not going to end with divorce proceedings. In the past, when we've had these discussions and I've seen parental rights atrophied, I've encouraged people to keep fighting. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee California. You need to flee. We are moving towards the pathway of the Handmaid's Tale. California is becoming the new Juliet, and it just breaks my heart. Born and raised in this state, I love this state. I'm not going to stay in this state because it's just too oppressive, and I believe in freedom, and so I'm going to move to America when I leave the legislature.
Miriam and Julie, thank you so much for being with us today. So you guys saw the clip that we just played of Senator Scott Wilk telling parents to flee California. So I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, this is a man who's obviously desperate. He is so sad about his state. He's been there for a long time. He said, you know, I used to say, let's fight. Mm-hmm. Let's hang in there and fight.
But not anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm done yeah. with the state. And I want to protect parents. He said, we need protection for our parents and we don't have it.
Yeah.
So if I were living in California, I would heed the senator's advice. Mm-hmm. And like him, I'd be putting my house up for sale and going to a state like Oklahoma,
yeah.
where we have our issues, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of patriots that live here. And we are trying to do better for our children and we protect our children. So that's, you know, my first thought. And I think one of the things the Heritage Foundation, I heard say that that this is a gross vindication of parents' rights and children's rights. And I think they nailed it.
Yeah. Well, when you think about this, I mean, what is actually happening is, can you imagine living in a home and you're no longer allowed to lock your door? Just saying, you're no longer allowed to lock your door. And burglars and people are free to come in, take your children, right. play with your children, talk to your children, and indoctrinate your children. And you have to just sit there and leave your door unlocked. I mean, that's essentially yeah. what is happening. And they're saying, you know, trying to say that parents have no rights. And this is such a massive violation of our Constitution. I mean, when you
yes,
think
it
about
is.
It. And I mean, obviously the left hates our Constitution. They hate our country and they're trying to get to the children and the heart of the children, because when you get the heart of the children, you get the heart of the nation. And so that's what this is all about. And also, let's be honest, this is a spiritual battle. The devil said in John 10:10, the Bible says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And now it's just out in broad daylight. They're robbing and stealing our children right out from under our noses in broad daylight. And what this senator is saying is that now you no longer are protected and empowered by the government to fulfill yeah. your godly role as a parent. And he's right. saying flee and go to a state where you have that empowerment. You have the protection, you know, to take
yeah,
care of your children.
The pretty crazy thing he says, I'm going to move to America.
I remember
that was powerful. Yeah. Yes.
When I heard him say that, I was like, but he's right.
He's completely right.
I mean, we hope that our nation remains the United States of America. That's what we want. But man, we cannot sustain this for years and years to come because you have the Marxists trying to destroy the country. And then you have the Christians. I mean, the curse is evil and something's going to have to give here.
Yeah. And I think another thing I heard from the theologian Vodi Bachman a few months ago on Charlie Kirk was talking about, you know, one of the ways that we fight back against transgender, obviously California is not doing it, but the rest of the country can start to educate themselves about this social contagion of transgenderism. Mm-hmm. Most people really don't know where it came from. So start, like our podcast talks about, educate, awake, and activate. So we've got to get educated about what these things mean, where did it start? Who are the psychologists behind it? And once we really understand the true nature of it, it'll be easier, obviously with the Lord praying, mm-hmm. but to attack it at its root.
Yeah. And it's just not going away. And I think, you know, a lot of our mom friends who maybe aren't quite as engaged in the cultural battle quite yet. And they just say, come Lord Jesus, come quickly. But that is not going to make this go away. And I would like to say that hopefully now people see putting your head in the sand, praying it away. It's not happening. At this point now, we have to engage if you want to make a difference, you're going to have to wake up. You're going to have to get educated, and then awake and activate. Well,
and California's a wake up call, because, just like fashion and other things go from the coast and they start moving
that's
in.
Good.
So for someone, I know I'm proud of Oklahoma, but for me to sit back and go, oh, it's not going to happen here. Oh. That's not the answer either. Yeah. We have to play offense.
Yeah. And it's in every school. It's any school that uses the government school curriculum. And even, I don't know about Christian curriculum, but I would encourage all parents to look at the curriculum and to know what's happening, and then to go to school board meetings, to talk about this transgender social contagion, to talk about it amongst your friends, people at church. I mean, what you know, share lovingly, share what you know, and encourage people just to read a little bit every day and to educate themselves.
That's huge. And we all have a responsibility as parents. And even if you're not a parent, but you see it where you work, we have to stand up for what this country was founded on. We have to stand up for our rights as parents, because if they can do this in California, what's next? It's like they're taking a little bit more ground and a little bit more ground. And we have to draw that line in the sand. And I do think that the radical left that started all this and started doing this, I think they overplayed their hand, because they truly woke a sleeping giant, because most parents are not going to stand for this. There's already a mass exodus from California. We started seeing that even before this bill, and people are just continuing to leave that state because of these crazy laws. New York's another state. It's not just California. Over this past weekend, actually it was 2 weekends ago, they had a drag queen march in New York City, and they were actually threatening the children. And what they were saying as they marched, and it's on tape all over social media, was, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." And I mean, this is just absurd that this is going on. But what's even more concerning is when you look at the crowd that was watching the parade and you see parents with kids.
It's unacceptable. It's really demonic. Let's just call it what it is. It's demonic. Yeah. And to say anything else is just not true. And it's basically a religion. It's they're on a conquest, and they, just like the Crusades back in the day, they are crusading hardcore. And hey, hats off to them. They're being honest, right?
Yeah.
There's no confusion. There's no, just wondering what's happening.
I'm not hiding it anymore.
They blatantly say they're coming after your children. So again, and I wanted to touch on something you just said previously, and that was to know your rights. And I believe that so many Americans, if you ask them, what is the First Amendment? What is the Second Amendment? What is the Declaration of Independence say? What does the Constitution say? We need to know our rights. And the Heritage Foundation is a great place to get these little pocket resource guides. And there are also some books out there, but we need to know our rights. And now more than ever, regarding parental rights, what does it say in your state about parental rights? And if you don't like what it says, then you might need to leave.
Yeah. And I mean, just watching that video, and like you say, that is a call to arms, if you will. And like you're saying, it is a spiritual battle. And like Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evils of darkness in this world and in high places." And so we have to put on our spiritual battle uniforms, if you will, and, put on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, and really understand what that means to go to spiritual battle. I think a lot of us understand, the debating, I mean, we're even losing the ability to do that, but just the debating, or even, our men out there punching people, but we've got to get smarter.
Yeah,
got to get smarter in the way that we battle this. And as Christians and believers, we've got to get serious about our spiritual warfare. I think in my life, I've touched, like we said, we didn't see it so blatant. They're out in the open in a parade, marching around. It used to be kind of hidden. We want our rights. We want to be able to get married. Now it's, we're coming after your children.
Yeah.
And you better hear that clearly. They said it very clearly.
And they don't look like clowns. They look like devils. Like, they're dressed up with war paint and they look demonic, because they are. And some of their signs say Satan on them, with the rainbow. And it says Satan.
They do.
And so, I mean, so they are screaming their allegiance to Satan. And they're screaming that they're coming after your children. So it is an all out war. And I just want to speak to moms. I mean, we're moms on a mission. So, but even dads for that matter, but at the very minimum, you can listen to and watch His Glory. You can watch Moms on a Mission and listen to that like once a day or whatever, you know, just educate yourself at the very minimum, educate yourself and at least have knowledge from which you can speak and make healthy, godly decisions, because, you know, without knowledge, my people perish. You know, knowledge is so important to know the truth. You can't get free before you know the truth, right? So at least try to obtain that and then share that information in your inner circle.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, at minimum, everybody can do that.
Yes. And remembering the history of this country, we were founded upon Judeo-Christian values. You know, a properly functioning moral compass, in my opinion, is the word of God. We were founded, we are a God-fearing country. We were founded upon those principles. And no matter how much they try to push all this is love and twist that word, they love to use love, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. They love to twist that around. That does not mean to accept that person and whatever crazy ideology they want to push on children. That's not what that means. That means, to me, love your neighbor like yourself means that if I were in that situation and I had that mindset, I would want somebody to come to me out of love and say, listen, you're wrong. This is not love. This is twisted. This is wrong. It's immoral, especially when it comes to the kids. And, you know, and we have to stand up for that. And it's just horrible to see how they twist everything.
Real love is speaking the truth. Speaking the truth is love. And that's exactly how you love somebody the most, is speaking the truth. And when you think about it being a spiritual warfare or war, which it is, I mean, Satan is coming to deceive, and they're using palatable words and attaching new meanings. I mean, that's a Marxist approach as well, but it's demonic. And I mean, you look at the rainbow's been twisted. I mean, they take these God symbols and they the devil, I mean, perverts them and twists them. When you look at the Dodgers and the little event that they had there, you know, those people definitely are followers of Satan, and they're mocking, you know. So I mean, everything here is deception, and they're taking these biblical godly symbols and just twisting them to deceive. And that's why it's so important to have that knowledge so that we cannot be deceived.
Yeah, and it reminds me of Yeomi Parks, the defector from North Korea, who talked about that very thing, where they would take things from the Bible and scripture. She didn't know it was the Bible and scripture, but they were using the very story of Jesus and twisting it for deception and lying for their own gain. So you're going to see that throughout this demonic activity. They're going to be using that because it's a great story, right? But they're going to twist it for their own purposes. And like you talked about the words and the war on the narratives of words. And that is such a powerful thing. We've seen that so much in the last 3 years, but I have a vivid example of that last year, the Gap, well, whatever, a store I was shopping in that said, love is love. And it just, I righteous anger built up in me. And my daughter was with me, and I said, Kate, I want to tell you something. Love is not love. Love is not just love. Love, God is love. Mm-hmm. And because that connotation, it took me down so many paths of, well, you know, pedophilia love and all these, you know, grotesque things that the left has been preaching. And I did go into the Gap. I said, that bothers me. I just want you to know, I know you probably can't name the person working in there, but just even doing little things like that. And this year it's not on there. I don't know if that was because of
me. Good job, Julie. It was Julie. All
I was really relieved when I went to shop in my favorite, in a neighborhood shopping area, and those signs were not up this year. And I don't know if that's because we live in Oklahoma or if that's everywhere, but anyhow, see something, say something.
Yes. Right? And I mean, like you were saying, even if that didn't change anything, I think that gets you in the practice of standing up and speaking, not your truth, the truth.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And that's huge. And
the truth. And Laura Logan is notoriously speaks that. And she said, we don't have our own truth. There's only
she'll
one.
Get you on that.
Yeah. don't say my truth. She'll nail you.
Yeah. And which is good. Yeah.
But the key there is that when you can say love is love, it takes it to an emotional level. Everything is relative. When you say God is love, you're anchoring that statement in truth, which you cannot change, right? But if you say love is love, then it's just like pedophilia can be love. Like any murder could be love. Like anything can be love. And that of course, is just the antithesis of who God is and what he is.
And speaking of twisting things, and this leads right into our next headline, and this comes from Charisma News, and I'm going to put up a photograph, and I want you guys to take a look at this. And here's the photo, and it says, "I'm a pregnant man," and it's the cover of the British version of Glamour, which is a very popular magazine, and it's geared more towards teenagers, young adults. And so what it is it's a biological woman who is pregnant, but she identifies as a man and is promoting men being pregnant. And then she goes on to write a book. And in her own words, she's queer, and it's a children's book. So again, here we go. It's geared towards the children. And the name of it is called My Daddy's Belly, The Miracle of Male Birth. And so this is exactly what we're talking about. This push, this propaganda, this time targeting, you know, a little bit older kids, but still kids, making this seem that it's okay. And it is 100% not okay. And this is a very popular magazine. I remember looking at Glamour a lot when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to normalize insanity. They're Yes. trying to normalize demonic activity. They're trying to normalize a lie. And so the best thing you can do in those situations, if somebody's trying to push their pronouns or somebody's trying to say, you know, I'm a man and I got pregnant. No, you're not. You're a woman. So, yes. You know, don't make me try to support your lie or engage in that or affirm your lie. I'm not going to affirm you. You are a woman and you're having a baby as a woman. And that's, you know, we talked about Laura Logan before, and that's something she says. She says the left and these people are not going to run out of money. They're not going to run out of time, but what they are going to run out of is truth. And so what you do to dispel a lie and to circumvent the emotion and to circumvent, like, you're hurting my feelings and things like that, is to speak the truth. Speak the truth in love, but don't speak it apologetically. Speak it unapologetically, yes. Because that's what the word of God says to do. And so we are loving our neighbor as ourselves when we speak the truth in love.
Yeah. When I saw this, I was just, it just made me ill. Obviously, a lot of people felt that way, but just the word L-I-E, lie. Big lie. I mean, that's what needs to be on the cover of that magazine, with a pregnant so-called man. And, right. You know, we have to save people from not facing up to reality. And I cannot remember. I love to reference Charlie Kirk because I listened to him. He has so many good things. This wasn't even his quote, but something like, reality denied comes back to haunt. It comes back to haunt us. And we've got to wake these people up that are not living in reality. This woman who says she's a man that says she's pregnant, nothing good's going to come of this. Nothing good for her, nothing good for people reading Glamour, nothing good for anyone supporting that in love. It just reeks of just deception, delusion, social contagion that this person needs help. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's interesting that you say that. And I'm going to interject here because Charisma says, and this is what they said, he or she admitted to dealing with really bad mental health issues as a child. And I think that that's a huge piece of this.
Well, obviously, yes. Like the COVID-19 pandemic, where, you know, they don't want to talk about the various medications that have been around forever that helps, because that doesn't advance their agenda. That doesn't advance their narrative of pushing this shot on people. And you know, even CNN, I mean, James O'Keefe, there's a video there where he caught a CNN producer saying that he was trying to stir up fear within the people. Mm-hmm. And that's why they had a ticker of all these numbers. And so, you know, at the end of the day, it's just pure deception and it's a lie. And the only way that you can see through a lie is to know the truth. So whether it's knowing the amendments, knowing what the Constitution says, or knowing what the Word of God says, because you have to have the lens of truth through which to see all of this sin and all this activity. And if you don't have a good lens of truth, you don't know what the Word of God says. There are a lot of Christians that don't know what the Bible says. I mean, that's the true. First and foremost, that's what we need to do. And I'm not great at that. I mean, but you know,
you're a work in progress.
Yeah. You just do what you can do. And if you didn't read the Bible yesterday, read it today. But There's so many good principles in the Bible that would create a lens through which to see, you know, all of this deception.
And what I would say, if I were the psychologist working with this woman, man, whatever, I refuse to call her a man, is show me the evidence.
Yeah.
How are you a man? Show me the evidence. What evidence do you have? What solid evidence do you have to show and prove to me that you are truly a man pregnant? But that's the world.
Right. That's the whole thing, is that they don't follow science. They follow feelings. So if they feel like a man, which, can you imagine if our world were based, and our nation, the laws were based on feelings? I mean, can you imagine, like, you said something wrong to me, so I felt like murdering you. I mean, there's no absolute truth. It's all based on
that's the slippery, that's the slippery slope with this.
Right.
If we use that line of thinking, like, I feel like a man, I don't have evidence that I'm a man.
Right.
Then it changes everything.
What
it changes every court of law, every single situation you're in. Because if you don't use facts and you don't use reality, the world as we know it disappears, which is what we're seeing, unfortunately.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's happened very quickly, because not too long ago, this was a psychological disorder, a diagnosable one. And now look, it's accepted as gender identity and protected under laws. I mean, it's just in such a short period of time, this is where we've come to, but there is hope. And we're getting ready to get into another headline about how people are fighting back. So we'll jump into that here in just a second. All right, ladies. So I wanted to talk about how we're fighting back, and a very strategic plan of getting, you know, people to stop supporting woke ideology is to boycott them. So we had the song come out, Boycott Target, which was hugely successful, made it to number one. Among other things, you've had people rallying together to boycott companies like Target, Bud Light. We were just talking earlier about how I went in the grocery store, Bud Light, they're practically giving it away at this point. It's like buy one, get one free. And the regular price isn't anything that it used to be. So they're practically just handing that out for free. And then I wanted to get into a tweet from Charlie Kirk, because I think this is interesting as well. And he's talking about Starbucks in this tweet. And so here it is. Here's his tweet. Now, first, he reported that Starbucks had banned Pride decorations in its stores halfway through Pride Month, according to the company's workers' union. And trans activists claim this means that Starbucks is caving. And so they're trying to distance themselves from this woke ideology and this movement. But then he did post an update saying that the headquarters denies the claims. However, and this is the important part, the Starbucks union workers are pushing back on the denial, basically saying they're lying because countless stores have taken down their Pride decorations per their workers. So the Starbucks workers are reporting that this is false and that the decorations, in fact, did come down. So I wanted to get you ladies' take on that. And I mean, I see it as a win. I think that's big, especially, you know, Starbucks has been in the news a lot the last couple of years. And so this is big. So they're trying to distance themselves. So we are pushing back and we are also gaining ground, which is great.
Well, I saw in the More Perfect Union, they stated that regionally, I believe that regionally they were losing money because in this region in the Midwest, Oklahoma was one of them. And the manager there had responded to the union over a year ago, anticipating Pride Month. And they had decided for this region of Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, these more conservative states, that they would not put up the Pride decorations, and they would put a chalkboard out in front and write on the chalkboard, something definitely more minimal. So I find it so fascinating that the union is lying and saying that they never said it, because now they're seeing backlash from the left for doing that. But really, I believe they probably did that because the conservatives are finally, you know, speaking up and voting with their wallets and not going to Target, not buying Bud Light, not going to Starbucks. And it's been a very wonderful response. And I think Starbucks sees that that could possibly happen. And so they're trying to minimize that. However, when you're with a group that, like we talked about previously, that's on a conquest, and it's not just like, oh, leave us alone. No, they're coming after us. They want to, you know, reprimand our speech. They want to come after our children. I mean, these people are now going to go after themselves, their own people, for not, you know, being honest and not celebrating their social contagion. So I find that very fascinating.
Yeah, I find it fascinating to watch this story play out a little bit with Starbucks and the union and this little fight that's ensuing with them. And it'll be interesting to see what really comes out in the end. Unfortunately, the couple of articles I've read, and I don't want to put rain on anybody's parade. I think just being, you know, realistic and understanding, I do think the conservative activism is working. I think investors are pushing back saying, you know, I don't want to hear about pride. I don't want to hear about DEI. I don't want to hear about green policy. I just want you to put out a good product. I want good clothes. I want good food. I don't want that. And so I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing some of these companies go, okay, our investors, the wallets, but behind the scenes, according to an article a couple of weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, they were talking about how, so they put out this front where several companies, the one I talked about earlier, this store I like to shop in our neighborhood, in our local neighborhood shopping center last year, huge pride all over the shopping centers. And now it's not there, but I think it's kind of a little bit of a facade, and I'm glad it's not there. That's a step in the right direction. But behind the scenes, they're just as strongly pushing DEI. They're strongly pushing the green movement in the executive world. So there's two things going on there. I think they are pulling back because it's really hurt their bottom line, but they're not really pulling back
because the DEI is what drives what's happening with Chick-fil-A. We've talked about that before with you before, diversity, equity, inclusion. But I don't know if you saw this, y'all, but the CEO of BlackRock, I just read an article recently, and he has said that he wants to take a step back from pushing this DEI because he's seeing how damaging it is as it relates to money, and that it really isn't helping at all. So I thought that was, well, who knows?
If that happens, we will count that as a miracle from the Lord.
Yes.
I do think they're hearing, and if even we're scratching the surface on it, I think that's a win, but we also need to understand that we're not even close to being finished.
Oh, no.
So more, whatever, it's boycotts, pushing back, telling the people that own these companies, going to their stockholders meetings and saying, we want good products. We don't want to hear about your social agendas. We don't want to have these kind of discussions in the forefront. You know, if that's your personal deal, then go ahead. But as an investor and as a consumer, I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's so important to understand how Vanguard, BlackRock, and all these people, they're the major stockholders in these companies where you see this agenda.
Maybe they're getting a little scared.
Yeah. I mean,
well, they own everything. Everything ties back to one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, BlackRock, I forget if it was like $4 trillion. It was some
amount. Well, I mean, supposedly he is the most powerful man in the country. I can't think of the guy's name.
Yeah,
the guy that runs BlackRock.
Yeah,
slipped my mind. But the most, and I can't remember who was saying this. It was somebody important. Maybe it was Charlie Kirk. I keep referring back to him, but it was a discussion amongst him and several others. But that he alone, the most power, because he has the most, he's controlling the most money.
That's right. But I thought that was encouraging,
not to
stop standing up, but I think that we need to do what we can do and control what we can. And that is, you know, obviously we can't affect BlackRock, but we can affect our local stores. And that's, General Flynn says that local action creates a national impact. So we have to run for office, go to school board meetings. And if you are in the throes of changing diapers, then listen to a pod, listen to His Glory, listen to Moms on a Mission.
Send an email.
Share the podcasts and the shows with your friends and, you know, go to church, talk to your immediate circle
and
help educate. And then, you know, go to a city hall meeting, get a babysitter and go with your husband and go to a city council meeting and just show up and educate yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I think the bottom line here is don't give up. I mean, we've maybe just scratched the surface, but that was better than we were doing last year or the year before.
Absolutely.
Now we know that they're listening. So let's keep our foot on the pedal, on the gas pedal.
Keep the pressure on.
Yep. Everybody certainly has a role to play in this, regardless of how old you are, where you are in your life, because everybody at the end of the day, if you value freedom and you live in this country, then it's your responsibility. And, you know, I feel bad for our veterans who have already fought, but you're seeing a lot of them retired coming out of the woodwork to yes. once again start coming to, you know, head up these city elders meetings and other things to get a hold on this, because they fought for our freedom once before and they see, you know, this is arguably the closest we've ever been to completely losing our freedom that this country, you know, that this type of thing has ever happened in this country before. And that's where we're at. And we need to understand that and we need to fight back. So thank you, ladies, so much for being with me today. Just having you on here and the wisdom, knowledge, and discernment that both of you have is just phenomenal. And I'm sure that everybody watching will take away some very important things from this. And just God bless you and your organization. And one more time, real quick, for those who maybe are new to seeing you guys on here, where can they find your podcast?
So we have a Facebook account, Moms on a Mission, but we'd really love if you went to Rumble or Apple. Yes. And followed us, Moms on a Mission. But, and we also have a website, momsonamission.net. And then we always love for people to email us with comments or questions at moms@momsonamission.net. But we are on every platform, Spotify, YouTube, but really I think Rumble and Apple are the top two platforms yeah. that people are using right now.
And if you like us, share our podcast with your friends and family, neighbors. And if you like the products that we're selling on our show, we're talking about, we need some financial support as well. We, mm-hmm. these podcasts are not free, like, mm-hmm. you know, Janice. And so we just, we need everybody's support to watch and to buy our things. And we love reaching out and speaking truth.
That's right.
We always say defund the swamp and fund the kingdom. So
thank you.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
Amen on that.
Absolutely. God bless you, ladies. Thank you so God much for being you. With us. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you.
In light of the attacks on the most innocent of society, which is our children, and under the heading of gender-affirming care in the name of tolerance as well as inclusion, what is the fate of this nation? What's the fate of the United States of America that prior to all these crazy laws and bills was founded upon freedom and strong families, as well as the ability to actually base decisions on a sound moral doctrine, which that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. What do you think God is thinking? I want to show you a clip from Charisma News titled, "The White House Ushered in the Age of Apostasy to America." It's a very powerful message. Let's watch.
Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall." God is patient. That is one of the fruit of the Spirit. But there comes a time when judgment is rendered upon a people who have rejected him and his design and principles. Christians can see the work of Baal clearly in the culture of America today, with his image of the bull displayed for all to see before the pits of the stock exchange, as well as displaying the Arch of Palmyra in New York City. The pagan goddess Ashtoreth, or Ishtar, has also made her appearance known in today's society, with the explosion of acceptance to the radical gender ideologies embraced by millions of Americans. That only leaves one member of the Dark Trinity, as Khan refers to them. That is the destroyer, Moloch. America has endured a trying time since the pandemic, with high inflation, rising cost of living, censorship running rampant, and civil liberties being infringed upon in the name of tolerance and inclusion. Things have become bad, but they will get much worse. With the invitation of these spiritual principalities, as the Apostle Paul warns Christians of in Ephesians 6, this is who the real enemy is. There are spiritual beings at work looking to destroy the United States and reclaim it for evil. Just like Satan went after humanity in the Garden of Eden, just like he has tried to destroy Israel since her inception as a nation, he is now moving boldly to destroy America, a nation founded on the Judeo-Christian principles of freedom and honoring the one who gave us our rights to life. But America has turned from her creator, and that is evident by the nation's leadership and their actions. For the course to be corrected, it will take a national level of repentance and a tearing down of the high places in the same manner of the righteous kings of ancient Israel. This is to include Christians standing firm on the biblical principles that built this great nation. There must be works to accompany the faith, however, and actions to go along with fasting and prayer, interacting with our communities in accordance with the Great Commission. The Holy Spirit was given freely to believers as our helper to empower us to engage the devil and his minions in spiritual warfare. It is our duty and responsibility to engage society in love with the truth of Jesus Christ. That will lead to the mass repentance needed to avert the wrath of God from being inflicted upon the nation. If Christians do not take their place as a light unto the world and the salt of the earth, then Satan and his forces will have little to no resistance in drawing people away from God and into a state of apostasy. This is not acceptable to God, nor should it be acceptable to Christians. The time for complaining about the state of the world is over, and the time to take action against the devil is now. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "Pray in the Spirit always, with all kinds of prayer and supplication. To that end, be alert with all perseverance and supplication for the saints."
Will you be a David or an Esther in this time? Stand firm, America. Stand for freedom. Stand for the children. But most importantly, stand for God. Joshua 23:10 says, "One man of you puts to flight 1,000, since it's the Lord, your God, who fights for you, just as he promised you." Now I'm going to turn it over to our His Glory historian, Becca McRory, for our daily devotional.
Hi, everyone. My name is Becca, and today we're going to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. And for many of you, this is probably a very familiar passage of scripture, and it's just such a great story. I love reading it and just reflecting on it. So we're going to do that together today. Let's go ahead and read Mark 4, 35 to 41 together. Here's what it says. "On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side.' And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, 'Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?' And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, 'Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" Now there's a lot we can pull out of this passage of scripture, and it's just so remarkable to me to think about the fact that Jesus was sleeping in this boat with his disciples. There's this massive storm that rose up, which is pretty common in the Sea of Galilee, and there were other boats that were traveling along with them, which is noted here, but also the boat was starting to fill up with water. The wind and the waves were just so wild, and the disciples, they were fearing for their very lives, and they thought that Jesus was just not caring, sleeping through it all, but he viewed it as them being afraid and without faith. But we see that Jesus exercised his authority with two simple commands: peace, be still. And when we follow Jesus, we can know in our own lives that Jesus isn't afraid of the things that we're afraid of. The things that that make us distraught or make us fear, Jesus is not afraid of those things. He has power, he has wisdom, and as we follow him, we can also receive his peace. And it's not necessarily about having peaceful circumstances around us. It's about being with our Savior and being anchored to him. That's where our peace comes from. Not from what's happening in the world or whether or not things are good in this season or the next. It's all about being connected and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. So let's connect with him today. And I just want to encourage you to go back to the story in your own Bible. Spend some time seeking the Lord and allowing Jesus to be your Prince of Peace. Thank you so much for watching, and may God bless you as you go in his shalom.
This concludes our time together. Thank you for watching this special edition of His Glory News. I'm Janice White signing off. God bless this great nation and go in his shalom.
Mom's Moms on a Mission is excited to partner with our friends at MyPillow. According to sleep experts and sleephealth.org, over 50 million Americans struggle to get a good night's rest. That's where MyPillow comes in. They make the best pillows, sheets, mattresses, and mattress toppers. Several years ago, I was having trouble falling and staying asleep due to neck and shoulder pain. Luckily, I heard an ad about MyPillow and decided to give it a try. After 3 or 4 days, I really began to feel the difference. I was sleeping better and my neck and shoulders felt so much better. MyPillow really does help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Moms on a Mission wants you to get a great night's rest too. Go to MyPillow.com right now and use the promo code MISSION for up to 66% off your purchase. MyPillow products are made in America and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and lifetime warranty. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, put in the special code MISSION for your special Moms on a Mission discount. Thank you and God bless.
Hey guys, it's Moms on a Mission here. Are you worried about your financial stability and protecting the money for which you worked so hard? The problem is stock market volatility and inflation. You may be wondering what you can do to preserve your family's wealth. We at Moms on a Mission encourage you to reach out to our friend Andrew Sortini with Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Andrew is the expert in educating you to help you find the right balance of gold and silver for your family portfolio. He made it so easy for me to add precious metals to my financial investments. I simply mailed a check to Beverly Hills Precious Metals and my silver showed up on my doorstep a few days later. It was so easy. Go to bh-pm.com to save a little money and tell them that Moms on a Mission sent you. That's bh-pm.com. Don't wait. Protect your wealth today by going to bh-pm.com and tell them that Moms on a Mission sent you.